Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, nice enough to join us on the line. He is the play-by-play voice in Espanol of the Philadelphia Eagles, formerly play-by-play voice of the Phillies, now the Yankees. He is the host of Ricardo After Dark here on 94 WIP. His name, Ricky Ricardo. What's up, Rick?
Good morning, John. Good morning, everybody.
So, Rick, I got a couple things I have to squeeze in with you. Let's start with baseball. The sights and the sounds are on the verge of being back. Officially, here in Philly tomorrow, although Bryce Harper, Reese Hoskins, a couple players took the field yesterday just to kind of, get the lay of the land. Ricky, it's a very basic question, but I'm curious how you feel about it because it's such a unique season. All factors considered, what's your level of excitement to see it return?
Oh, I'm thrilled to have baseball back. I mean, that's obvious, just from looking at my face from the day that Rob Manfred mandated the season. I'm thrilled to have the sport back. I think it's going to help many, many, many people in their day-to-day routines, deal with, the spike in cases, just the bevy of bad news in general that we just get on a daily basis. This 2020, we're only halfway through it, and obviously, it can't end fast enough for most people. But baseball being back, I think that there's going to be a tremendous hype job as we get closer and closer to the season, to the 23rd, when it's the Yankees, the Washington Nationals on that Thursday to open the season. I think you're going to see an anticipation among sports fans and not sports fans, just for the mere fact of having an institution like that come back. I think it's going to be a big morale booster, for people around the country. So I'm thrilled.
Now, Rick, we're hoping the schedules will be released in the coming days. I will find out soon enough. We know 60 games. It's going to be tough on every pitching staff as a result. You know Joe Girardi better than us. How is he with handling and managing, the pitching staff, specifically the bullpen?
Well, that's his strength, okay? And I've said this publicly. The most valuable person in Philadelphia sports, not just the Phillies, but I really believe this for all four teams in this abbreviated season, and even with football now cutting back on the preseason, and who knows just how normal, quote-unquote normal, a season the NFL will have. But Joe Girardi is the key guy for all four sports teams coming back, okay? Joe Girardi, not only can he handle the pitching staff and handle the bullpen, I think he is the master chess player as far as making sure his guys are fresh. You're going to need guys to be aggressive, intense right out of the gate. But at the same time, you don't want to lose a guy to injury because, you're a little too aggressive. I think the perfect measure is a guy like Joe Girardi. I think he's the most valuable Philly going forward. I think of all the returning sports here that we'll see in the month of July with basketball, hockey, and baseball coming, I think Doug Peterson will have the luxury of watching the other sports. Everybody in football will have the luxury of watching to see what happens with the other sports that are going to take the limelight, and the spotlight first. But Joe Girardi is the guy that in this particular situation, in this sprint, I think is the best handler of players. I think strategy-wise, he will be the guy that knows when to, you know, put the foot down on the accelerator, when to ease up. Mm-hmm. And he is the key. I think he's worth himself. In a 60-game season, Joe Girardi's worth 5 wins.
Ooh.
To me, he's the MVP of the Phillies going forward.
Well, speaking of MVPs, now one more baseball question I have here because I want to squeeze mm-hmm. in a little NFL and NBA. You know, Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins did not want to wait till tomorrow. They were on the field yesterday at Citizens Bank Park. Harper already making a statement simply by what he was wearing, a JT Realmuto T-shirt. Rick, in your experience, these negotiations between Matt Klentak and JT Realmuto's camp, I mean, are they going to have a happy ending, or do you foresee things getting ugly first?
I think JT Realmuto would be an absolute fool if he didn't test free agency. He knows he can come back to the Phillies at any point during these negotiations, whether it's now, whether it's the offseason. Realmuto holds all the cards. He does not need to rush. Now, is it great for, you know, Phillies fans' peace of mind and for the organization to get him signed now and just eliminate this thing from the conversation? Absolutely. But from a business point of view for JT, he's got all the cards here. He can play it whichever way he wants. I think he's comfortable in Philadelphia. I think he likes this group of guys. Again, having Girardi as his manager, you know, for a catcher like Realmuto, I think, you know, he relates very, very well to Joe. So I think there's a lot of things that weigh in the Phillies' favor eventually about re-signing him. But is there a rush on Realmuto's part to get this done? Absolutely not. I think if he was smart, he can get the best deal. Either the Phillies just completely, you know, go bonkers and overpay him now, which I don't see happening. I just don't see John Middleton just, you know, opening up the checkbook in an unreasonable way. I think eventually it gets done. I don't think it gets done before this season starts.
Ricky, I respect your baseball knowledge, but I think you're getting picked off first base there.
Why
Because if you're Realmuto and you have this pandemic and you have really no idea what's going to happen next year, and there is some question about the free agency and what's going to happen with fans, I don't know how much the Phillies would have to, as you said, overpay. I think it's a real opportunity here to overpay and not overpay because of what could happen. And you are taking a little bit of a risk if you're Realmuto or Mookie Betts, that big pile of cash may not be there.
There are already teams. There are whispers about teams that are just lined up ready to go if Realmuto hits free agency. One of those teams happens to be about 95 miles to the north and in the New York Mets. I just think Realmuto would be smart to just play his options.
So if you're his agent, you would tell him to wait?
Yes.
Al! Yeah, this isn't good.
At least he didn't say the Yankees.
JT is gonna have a line of suitors ready to go with checkbook in hand. A catcher, I think a catcher is the exception right now. When you have a catcher, the quality of JT Realmuto, I think that goes above and beyond the financial situation. I think it goes above and beyond the new collective bargaining agreement. These things don't come around but once in a blue moon. And I'm talking about quality catchers in every aspect of the game, defense, leadership, you know, offense. A complete player like this, I think, will go beyond the fact that we may have, a little bit less being spent on free agent classes. This is different. This is a catcher. This is a guy that could be the rock of your franchise for a long time. There's no rush. From the Phillies' point of view, it'd be great to get him wrapped up right now. From Realmuto's point of view, no rush to get it done.
I want to squeeze in one more question with you, Rick. It has to do with the NBA. Although you have a place up north, your home is minutes away from Walt Disney World. And one week from today, the Sixers will depart from PHL and head right your way. You drive by through there all the time. We can say this, you know, from 10,000 feet, but from where you're at, with the spikes in COVID cases all around you, can the NBA pull this off?
I think they can. You know, the real place where the cases are going through the roof here is more the Miami, mm-hmm. Palm Beach area, the beaches. You've had a lot of young people that have congregated ever since Memorial Day weekend, and now you're seeing, you know, after that, then maybe the protests. There have been a lot of reasons, the bars opening, that you've had a spike in cases. But the Disney Wide World of Sports Complex is a world unto its own. I think that there's one place that can contain a bubble for real, and that guys really don't have to leave that bubble for any reason, although there is 100. Believe me, there are 100 places. The temptation is there. But there's enough quality things to do and see inside the bubble that I think if there's one place that can pull it off is the Disney Wide World of Sports. The MLS people are already here, the soccer. All right, they've already, you know, arrived in town. They've got about a two-week head start over the NBA as far as their restart, also inside the same bubble of the Disney complex. Mm-hmm. The Dallas team, I think, arrived with two positive cases. But outside of the Dallas team that's had some difficulty coming in from Texas, I think it's been pretty clean for them. So if the guys, you know, stay inside the guidelines and do what the experts say they should do, I think the NBA can pull this. If they've got a shot, it's here. I don't think there's a shot to do it anywhere else.
His name is Ricky Ricardo. Rick, you're on tonight at 10, right?
No, tonight we're going to be on. We got plenty of Ricardo after dark. Tonight we'll be doing the overnight.
Oh.
And then tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So within about a 24-hour period, we'll be on tonight, 2 a.m., which will be in for Big Daddy Graham, and then on your July 3rd, 10 to 2, into the July 4th weekend.
All right, our own Ricky Ricardo. Make sure you listen to him on the overnight tonight, tomorrow, 10 to 2, and then Sunday, 6 to 10. Rick, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime, fellas.
All right. But now, before we head back to the phones, Al, it's that time of the morning. We need to introduce our winners and weasels. And winners and weasels this week is, as always, is brought to you by Montgomeryville Auto Complex, where Steve says sell them. We have three wonderful prizes to give away. Now, with Angelo not here, we don't go the traditional route. You call and you give us a suggestion, and we tell you right then and there whether you won or not. We are taking a tally. You bring your suggestions, and at the end of the show, our weasel will be chosen by Al Morgani. Our winner, we're going to go Dan Donnelly. Dan Donnelly, you said, what do you call him, hair on fire?
No, that was hairs on fire. It was another redhead that was here. So I can't.
Yeah, that was Brian Cole.
Oh, I'm sorry. But either way, Dan Donnelly will be deciding.
Did I tell you the great hairs on fire story?
Save that for a minute. I need to announce the winner. My winner and weasel.
Okay.
I'll remind you. Don't worry. We won't.
Because
Dan will be back in here.
Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
God. Is this, who am I working with, Jonesy or Al Morgani? The winner. Where did I have here? See, now I lost my train of thought. Thanks a whole lot, Al Morgani.
That's a small train.
All right. We're going to start with the weasel, Al.
Yeah.
Our weasel of the week,
yeah.
We may actually agree on this. It's going to be it'll be very hard to top. He is in charge of all things finance and roster. Well, let's take a listen.
Obviously, I don't need to tell you guys this, but the landscape that we left in March is going to be different than the one we return to now. And we just have to see, how that manifests itself in our discussions. We still love the player. We still would love to have him in red pinstripes for the long haul, but there's a lot of uncertainty in the game right now on a variety of levels. So we just need to factor all that in.
Matt Klentak is my weasel of the week for all the reasons we've discussed already, Al. My winner of the week, you're going to get a kick out of this. Every member of the WIP listening audience is going to love this. My winner of the week is Brett Brown. Now, the reasoning that you had an issue with him saying man hours about
hours.
Brett Brown, his availability yesterday, as are all availabilities mm-hmm. right now, are via Zoom.
Yep.
So basically you dial in and you sit there and there's a screenshot of you and then you kind of there's a button you can hit to raise your hand to ask a question. You have to wait your turn. Well, I want you to listen because Howard Eskin was on this Zoom availability. And the time came for his question to be asked. Now, listen to the exchange between Brett Brown and Howard Eskin.
You look like you've come from the Maine woods, and here I am.
I have, since the pandemic started, I'm walking 14 miles a day, have not trimmed my beard, and have not gotten a haircut. So
you are Forrest Gump. I'm going to call you Forrest.
Forrest Gump. He looks like Forrest Gump. He has to tell everybody that he's been healthy. Good for Howard.
Yeah.
But he looks like he just crawled out of the woods. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He's terrifying looking.
Yeah, he is. But he's in good shape.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, there's a lot of sketchy characters, you know, in certain areas.
He does look like
areas.
He came out from the Maine woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Well, the reasons of calling him Forrest Gump, which
Forrest.
He looked like when Forrest was a runner in
shave
the movie.
Shave for a shave.
Brett Brown is my winner of the week. 215-592-9494 is how you get involved. Jim and Clementon's going to be up next, and then you. Now would be the time to jump on board. A time is 7:16.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.